Welcome to the Live Implant Graphics and Printing Impressions webinar, How Web to Print Saved a K-12 Implant, sponsored by Rochester Software Associates. I'm Bob Neubauer, Editor and Content Director of Implant Graphics and the host of today's event. Before we get started, let me take just a second to point out the Tips for Attendees widget on your console. It's the blue one with the wrench on it. If you missed the Tech Tips video we played leading up to the webinar, you can always click on this widget for more information. Throughout today's webinar, you can feel free to send questions to our speaker using the Q&A box on your console. We'll reserve the last 15 or so minutes of the webinar to get to as many of these questions as we can. With us today to share his story of web-to-print success is Ryan Glazer, Supervisor of Printing and Graphics Services at Sheboygan Area School District in Wisconsin, which is right on Lake Michigan, midway between Milwaukee and Green Bay. The district has close to 750 teachers and staff, more than 10,200 students, and 26 schools. A quick look at our agenda today. First, I'll go over some common web-to-print stumbling blocks and talk about critical success factors for successful implementations. Then I'll turn it over to Ryan so he can tell you more about what drove his implant to get a web-to-print system and the tremendous benefits it has brought. And we'll end by taking your questions. So some of you may have read the article in our May issue by Howie Fenton of InfoTrends in which he detailed how web-to-print can help an implant accomplish two very vital things: increase their value, which you all want to do, and overcome threats from outsourcing companies. This seems like a dream come true, I know, but just think about it. Your implant brings more value when it is productive and keeps its manufacturing costs low. So when you automate your workflow with the web-to-print system, you're removing a lot of manual steps, which drastically cuts costs. And at the same time, you're able to handle more jobs, increasing your productivity. Jobs that used to take 2 to 3 weeks are now being done in 1 or 2 days. Implants that used to be able to handle maybe a few dozen jobs per day have added web-to-print and are now doing 200 to 300 jobs per day. So it will increase your productivity and at the same time bring thousands of dollars in savings to your parent organization, which will sure make your implant look good. So why isn't everyone using web-to-print? InfoTrends estimates that 46% of companies have adopted web-to-print. Implant graphics surveys show that 65% of implants have online ordering capabilities of some sort, but that still leaves a lot of implants without web-to-print, and the fact that you're here with us today might mean that you're one of them. I've touched on some of the benefits, but I don't want you to think that it is an easy implementation. Install it on Monday and on Tuesday, let the savings begin. No, it's not quite like that. Even the best companies out there have struggled with implementation issues, so I wanted to warn you about 4 hurdles that are slowing the mass market adoption of web-to-print technology in hopes that just being aware of them and working on them will help you overcome them. So understanding customer requirements, before you get to the point of implementing web-to-print, you'll need to have some one-on-one conversations or group meetings with customers and do some surveys. Ask them how they prefer to work with you and what you could offer that would make their jobs easier. So gather this input and analyze it. The second one, understanding and overcoming integration challenges. This means enabling your web-to-print solution to talk to other systems in your company or organization. Implants often need to integrate with corporate SSO, single sign-on, or accounting, or ERP systems, or if you're on a campus, campus payment cards. So working with a supplier that has integration experience and getting IT involved early in the process will uncover these requirements and help ensure success. Lack of beta testing is self-explanatory. You can't just roll this out one day and expect it to work perfectly. Work closely with a few customers on a pilot basis. Identify how well it's working and look for ways to improve it before the official launch. And then by the same token, you can't expect customers to understand and accept this new way of sending you their work without first explaining it to them and promoting the benefits. So make personal visits to your biggest customers, hold open houses, host a lunch and learn session to go over it, etc. So have a plan to get the word out. And keep in mind, you may have to really work to convince people who are so used to the old way of sending you their work. And that leads me to my next point. To succeed with web-to-print, here are three key things to keep in mind. And number one is you have to motivate customers to buy into this new technology. Some people may feel intimidated and uncomfortable with the new system and refuse to work with it. I know, technology, intimidate people, what? Well, it's been known to happen. So to avoid that, you have to engage customers with training and support. Visit them in their offices to show them how it works, or create short instructional videos showing the step-by-step process. The second key to a successful implementation is to customize the solution to fit your needs and your workflow by adding modules to handle things like variable data, book assembly, inventory management, invoicing, auto job ticketing, and more. This includes having the vendor write custom software to integrate with other software your organization uses. And third, if you want to succeed with a web-to-print system, you need to invest time and money into it. As a recent NAPL study showed, when users were polled about how much time and money they had invested in technology, those that invested the most, it turned out, were the market leaders. So a direct correlation between investment and success. So prepare yourself for that reality. But before you let that scare you, remember that once it's working, web-to-print will save you big money through added efficiency, faster production, higher productivity, additional work that you couldn't squeeze in previously, less rework, and also no more time-consuming manual chargeback and accounting work. So as a result, you and your staff can make better use of your time. So now we're going to hear more about cost savings like these and the many other benefits Web2Print has brought to the Sheboygan Area School District. And remember, at any point, you can put your questions into the Q&A tab, so don't just wait till the end. I'll bring in now Ryan Glazer, Supervisor of Printing and Graphic Services, who has a compelling story to tell. He's been supervisor there for 10 years now and in the graphics industry for over 20 years. In addition to running the district's implant, he also serves as the resident graphic artist. The implant is part of the district's IT department, where Ryan also supports various other IT applications through the district. So now, let me bring in Ryan Glazer. You ready?
Yeah, thanks, Bob. Welcome, everybody. I'm going to get started today. I just want to share with you a high-level look at what we have done. I will discuss how we got to where we are today and where we are heading, which is a much better place where we were 5 years ago. So some of the key lessons and results that I'm going to share today, we were going to close without Web2Print. There was no doubt about it. It saved our hides numerous times. I had a vision to implement something like this the day I started, and I was persistent to get it going. It took a while. I did lots of planning to get it in place. I knew that if I did that, it couldn't fail. We needed the right tools in place, or it was not going to work. We wound up saving the district over $100,000 annually, and the savings are compounding year after year. We improved our reputation by 180 degrees, and we've reduced touches to the jobs by 80%. I haven't added any new staff or any increased budget since then either. So I will get on with the agenda here. So I'm going to tell you a little bit more about Sheboygan Area School District. Bob touched base on some stuff. I'll also tell you a little bit about our print shop in general, my vision, where I thought we could go, where I knew we could succeed, where I knew we could help the district. I will talk about how I phased in the implementation, which is absolutely critical to success. I'll also talk a little bit about our current workflow and some of the tools that we use, the results of the implementation, what's next for us, and then I'll share some resources with you to follow along after today's webinar. So as Bob mentioned, the Sheboygan School District is located conveniently about 50 miles north of Milwaukee, about 50 miles south of Green Bay, on the shores of Lake Michigan. We have 26 locations currently in our school district, about 750 faculty and staff. We service right around 10,000 students annually. It fluctuates up and down a few hundred students. We also service the Community Recreation Department and the Sheboygan Theater Department, which are located in what you're seeing here on the screen is our historical 110-year-old building where my office is, as well as the Rec Department and the Theater Company. The print shop here at the Sheboygan Area School District consists of just four employees, including myself. We still have an offset pressman here. There's still a need for a considerable amount of offset work. We have right around 21.1 million annual impressions, and currently 100% of those jobs come in online through our web to print. We have four production printers plus the offset. We used to have two satellite operations at the two largest high schools staffed by educational assistants. I will discuss their fate a little bit later. There was a big change that happened. We also, in this building here, have our delivery and our warehouse where we get our paper from, and they also handle the delivery to our locations. We are based on a $250,000 annual zero-based budget. We provide printing, publishing, design, document management to all academic, administrative staff, support staff, and affiliated organizations of the school district. We do quite a bit of spiral and comb-bound books, textbook supplements, brochures, flyers, posters, basically everything the graphics industry offers these days. We're dabbling in a little bit. I'll discuss some sample jobs a little later on here in the slideshow. So I'm going to talk a little bit about our background pre-web to print, give you an idea of where we were. We were drowning in paper requisitions. We had a system in place that was a three-part NCR form that had to be filled out by the teacher. They submitted their job by printing out a hard copy in their building, attaching their NCR form, and then sending it via the warehouse delivery team to us, at which point we had to sort it, interpret it, move the jobs to the printers, calculate the job cost manually, package the job, and ship it back to the building. This process took anywhere from 3 to 5 days at our peak times, sometimes even longer. Our manual process didn't allow us allow our printers to operate at a rated speed, so we were just not getting the volume out of them that we could with a web-to-print system. Not to mention we were dealing with constant rework, and that was costing us anywhere from $25 to $100 a day in re-ran jobs, not to mention the time put into running the old work. We had a very bad reputation. People were not trusting us. They were not relying on us. They had very little faith in us getting them their work in a timely manner. If all of this sounds familiar to you, then I'm sure what comes next probably sounds familiar as well. We ran into a budget crunch. When I arrived here at the Sheboygan Area School District, I knew there was a better way to do things, as I mentioned, things that would eliminate a lot of our issues and have a big impact on the district. So here we were drowning in paper requisitions and paper orders with issues that I knew could be solved with web-to-print. So I had proposed a web-to-print solution when I came in 2006, but to no avail. Just wasn't in the cards until about late 2008 when this first round of budget cuts came, and we were asked to come up with recommendations as to where we thought we could save the district money, not only short-term but on a long-term basis. And I have proposed a money-saving makeover that included web-to-print. I got creative with our budgets and was able to push my vision onto the people that mattered, and we were able to offer a solution that needed to have easy job submission, eliminate the hard copy forms, automate production, have an open solution so that we were able to have a well-rounded front-end and back-end print production rather than having so many touches and handling the jobs over and over and over again. Obviously, improved job turnaround time, 3 to 5 days was not acceptable. We also wanted to put in utilities that eliminated any digital workflow that we had already had and eliminate font issues. It also needed to be approved by IT, and we needed to be able to service it and support it and reduce their reliance on remote copiers and printers in the building. In addition, we needed a more efficient reporting system. The old system where we were calculating jobs by hand was a very timely endeavor and very inaccurate, and rectifying contested jobs was virtually impossible. We'd have to go back through old requisitions over and over again to try to find the job they were looking for and figure out where the cost issue was. That's where our Web to Print came into play. After I got approval for Web to Print in January of 2009, I went to our print equipment provider, and they recommended RSA's WebCRD. When I looked at it, I found that it had everything that I envisioned in one package, from the front end to the back end. It had exactly what we were looking for, and then some. Our equipment provider worked with us on budget for a solution over a 2-year budget cycle, making it affordable for us and not costing the district any upfront money. We operated frugally for 1 year, basically, and used the surplus the following year to go ahead and make this investment. So our timeline kind of looks like this visually. In October of 08 was the initial proposal to administration and was green-lighted right around January of 09. We made our first payment to our vendor in April of 09 and set up the install time frame. By June of 09, we had it installed, but it was a little too late for us to go ahead and have anybody trained and ready for the next school year in September. So basically, I had the luxury of an entire school year, June 2009 through July 2010, to configure, test, build interest, experiment, and transition from the old process to the new process. In July of 2010, we initiated a pilot program with about 50 users, probably a teacher or two per building, plus their office staff we invited to start using our system. I also began to do on-site training from school to school. And schools, as they were trained, they joined the pilot program. By the end of the 2010-2011 school year, our pilot group swelled to well over 300 users before our official launch. But in the middle of all of that, we found ourselves in another budget crunch in March of 2011, and I felt that we were in a good place having WebCRD in place and starting to reinvent our department, but they were still looking very close at where cuts could be made. And I made another proposal to close the two small implants that we had at the two high schools. And with that, we moved both of their operators to our department as part-timers, and we had a retiree that year as well. So it worked out very well for us. We also brought their volume to our shop downtown, and it amounted to about 7 million images annually, and we did not add any new staff, essentially, did not add any new machines at that point, There was no added cost. We just took on the volume with no problem. So moving through this timeline here, we basically got to June of 2009, and we configured and tested and built interest in the system, experimented with the system as much as we could, played around with some of the modules in Web CRD, transitioned from the old process to the new. And then we started the pilot group in 2010, and full implementation happened in July of 2012. So the phases kind of look like this here. So we have the system on hand now, and we were able to get the system configured the way we wanted it, the way that worked best for our school district. We got to learn the front end, the back end of the system in depth. We were able to experiment with the software's capabilities. We tested our workflows. We took and built interest with all of our teachers and administrative staff. We were provided some configuration worksheets from RSA, which made the implementation transition very easy. It was all laid out real nicely for us, the required stuff, the stuff that we wanted to add, things we didn't want to add. They worked very closely with us in configuring it the way we wanted it. We did a ton of internal marketing. We reached out to some of our power users and said, hey, you know, this new system's coming out. We want to we want you guys to be part of it. We want you to participate in the pilots. I went to a few principals' meetings and introduced Web CRD to the administrators there, explaining to them how they would have more control of their budgets and whatnot. I'll talk a little bit more about that as we move forward here. So phase two of this pilot group was to get teachers off paper. And what I mean by that is there was just a terrible habit of even if a document existed digitally, they still printed out hard copies and sent them down to us. And it was just they were spending more money on papers and printers in their buildings than we could process the work downtown. The other goal here was to get users excited about how easy it was to use. And, you know, as Bob mentioned, too, with technology and learning curves, I mean, it didn't come without headaches, but the fact that we had the time to plan and work this out helped the transition considerably. We started selling the whole order from your desk concept. We provided superior customer service to these pilot groups. You know, we went out and sat one-on-one with them, helped them learn the system from the front end the best we could so they could be our liaisons in the building once the rollout did happen. We did run our old and our new system side by side, and that was kind of a headache for that year or so, but I knew it would pay off in the long run. So as I mentioned, we did go from school to school doing on-site training. As the schools trained, they became pilot users, and it just was happening so fast. Everybody didn't want to look back. They wanted to continue to use the web system as soon as they were trained. They built upon it as the weeks went on. They started adding their own documents, and teacher groups were contacting me about cataloging things, and it was happening very fast, and it was very very pleasant to hear all the positive responses from our pilot group. The teachers definitely love the new system. There was a huge drop in the hard copy submission process by the end of the year. That allowed us to discontinue that old submission process and then begin the process of advertising the rollout at the next school year. that's when this we closed the satellites. I got a little ahead of myself here, but the budget crisis in 2011, we closed those two satellite schools and brought their volumes downtown. There was a little bit of pushback from those schools. They didn't, you know, it was hard to replicate the concept of having that, having the print room right next to their classroom. They could get their printing done and from one class period to the next. So there was some friction there, but we did our best to work with those schools and made sure that they've got the attention that they needed so their transition was successful. So when the actual launch happened, this, another very critical part of our launch was the marketing, the word of mouth, the advocates we had in the buildings. We were sending work back with flyers every day kind of saying, hey, have you heard about WebCRD? Do you got any questions? Because it's coming. Be ready. And people were excited. My staff was excited. The teachers were excited. Administrators were excited. It was a good time. They were ready for a change, I believe. So at the beginning of that July of 2012, we eliminated the NCR ordering process. All users were required at that point to use WebCRD to order their printing from us. Now, we did still allow, there is a tool in WebCRD that allows for hard copy ordering, but it does allow the billing and everything to go through WebCRD, even though the hard copy is still coming down. So we still allow that, but it's decreased considerably over the years. We did have some challenges to get over. We had to break users' bad habits. So there were people at certain tech levels that understood, other people that didn't understand. I went as far as making how-to videos and step-by-step how-to-order videos, and those worked very well. People were pleased with those. It was a little upfront work, but we definitely got our bang for our buck on that type of training. We also sent out certain worksheets to help people follow step-by-step on how to use the system. One of the biggest problems we had was educate people about the print industry in general. When we rolled out WebCRD, we tried to use the most common terms we could, which it's all customizable, and you can word things the way you want in the system and have it be seen by your users the way you want. But it was as far as people not understanding the difference between simplex and duplex, and it was a tough time, and we were able to put a little glossary of terms kind of a thing, and it worked out well. To this day, I still have a user guide that I pull out if I ever have new teachers that are lost, and the user guide helps them get right on track. So immediately after the launch, we saw major improvements in a lot of areas. We obviously reduced that remote printing by about 3 million, 3.5 million impressions. Teachers no longer had to print hard copies to submit their work. The time savings and turnaround was staggering because there was an instantly in kind of scenario happening where they didn't have to wait for their work to be delivered to us before we could start processing it. It was virtually in production the minute they submitted it, which allowed us to get that work done relatively quick and out the door in a much timelier manner. We also invested in the SurePDF utility, which works fantastic in my opinion. It's a utility where you simply log in, you simply open your document in its native program, and use the same file print commands and print it to a virtual printer called SurePDF or whatever you'd like to call it. And it basically converts the PDF, uploads it to the system, brings you into a shopping cart environment, and allows you to specify your print options and submit the job directly. The SurePDF also eliminated bond issues that we saw with email jobs and whatnot. So our volume was increasing, but our equipment was aging. So we knew we needed reliable new hardware, but more important, it needed to be compatible with our new system. It was becoming ever more apparent that it was all about the system now. We needed this system out in front of these machines to do the vast majority of the work, and it really wasn't about the hardware anymore. WebCRD was our hub, and it became apparent that without it, even the best hardware out there wouldn't be enough. So our average volume was up consistently over a million from 750,000 just a year earlier. Our aging equipment needed frequent repairs, which was causing downtime, and it held back our full production capabilities. So we installed new production equipment in 2014. We kept WebCRD in place, and that is basically where we are today. And we continue to do ongoing training and marketing of the system. You know, new teachers, we have new teacher turnaround every year. And what's an unexpected pleasant surprise to us was that the current teachers are turning out to be our on-site trainers, essentially. We have IT educational assistants that have learned the system inside and out, and they are in the buildings helping new users. Here at the print shop, we frequently see users log in and try to experiment with certain jobs to see what kind of results they can get, and they get very creative with some of their work. I try to communicate with our district about twice a year. I do some mass emails where I kind of prepare them for next year's billing cycle and when they can order, when they can't order. There's tools in the system to block out certain dates where we want to roll over budgets and whatnot. So there are a lot of tools to control, you know, budget rollover and authentication of certain users. And I also send out an email in the beginning of the year offering further group trainings, any suggestions that they would like to see for future implementations in the system. And I get lots of excellent feedback, which I in turn provide right to RSA. And they've heard me on numerous occasions and have updated certain things in the system and addressed it directly. So our new workflow looks a lot like this. WebCRD has a lot of different customizable screens you can go through and look at to see your work in different views. And this is my favorite one. It is the dashboard, the production dashboard, which I basically use to manage the shop now. I can come in the morning and I can see at a quick glance if there's too much volume for a certain machine. I can move things around if there are equipment issues, et cetera, things like that. This alleviates the need for technicians to manually move things around. Some of these little pictograms can show things like if I'm out of a certain color paper, if there's too many orders in the system for a certain color paper that I don't have enough of. I use the dashboard to assign jobs by operator, by keeping the shifts balanced. So there's a lot of tools here that really help me from a management standpoint as well. So the reporting and the chargeback is part of our workflow now, and it is a godsend for us because we were doing it all by hand and manually charging back. It was inaccurate. It was unreliable. These reports are customizable to exactly what you want to see. Providing reports like these to principals, it kind of curtailed the whole feast or famine phenomenon that you get with implants. They were able to regulate print budgets more efficiently over the school year, which, you know, with our improved reputation, teachers were now ordering as needed rather than stockpiling. So we felt really good about the reports. We can show monthly reporting by school. I provide end-of-semester reports on volume, users, color and black and white costs. And we enable the budgeting and planning for future needs as well, so that principals can kind of look at their budgets and see that they spent more one way or the other and adjust their budgets. And they are very happy with these reports. I am very happy with these reports, and the rest of the administration seems to be very happy with them as well. So a little bit more about the kind of stuff we do around here is, personally, I've worked outside of the realm of printing here recently and helped with some marketing work, doing helping raise a little over $7 million for a new advanced technical education courses and facilities at our new high schools. That was a very rewarding project. The recreation department and the theater company, they're both two of our biggest users in the district. They do marketing for just about every sport that the recreation department handles. They do theater company does all their playbills with us, all their promo materials. We've very closely monitored some of their outsourcing of their work and have been able to bring virtually everything back in-house. So our results look like this. We reduced operator handling by 80% from five touches to one single touch, and that is packaging out the door. We increased the volume by about 19% without adding any staff. We reduced our operator handling, I mentioned that, by from five touches to one. Our reputation has turned done a 180. They now, teachers now rely on us heavily, and they trust us, which is something that we just simply didn't have. With the accounting side of things, we eliminated all of the end-of-the-month hand manual chargeback and accounting. Literally takes me about 2 minutes to run a report for the business office at the end of every month. So the cost savings, we save teacher time, which we estimated to be about $100,000 annually. We give back the teacher's planning time in the classroom. They no longer need to stand at copiers and make those hard copies anymore. In the print center, we reduced touches and added about another $20,000 of labor savings, roughly. These are both based on the old pre-WebCRD workflow. With the new higher volume savings, we're saving an additionally about another $60,000 a year, putting our savings right around $180,000 a year, which is nothing to scoff at. These numbers don't include the savings from wasted work pre-WebCRD. We estimated that centralized impressions down here cost about 18% less than satellite distributed devices. So there's a cost savings that we're not seeing up front, but it is happening over time, is schools are starting to ditch their contracts, and they are going back to simple little laser printers and not very fast machines anymore, and they're sending far more volume down here. So they're saving money on their end by cutting out some of those wasteful contracts for production machines. The results were not all monetary. Like I said, we won our teachers back. We won their respect back, and we are making them happy. And the positive feedback is proof positive. We turned our reputation around with administrators. We are running lean now in a way we never have in the past. Administration really doesn't worry about their users overspending anymore because they have an efficient look at what was done, where it was done, how it was done, how much they spent, where they never had that before. So now they're able to make them accountable much, much easier than they had in the past. So here are just a few little these quotes here kind of validate my vision. I get quotes like this weekly from our teachers. I'll let you read these here. But the bottom line is that they, you know, from administrators to teachers to EAs to secretaries, even custodians are impressed with the system. They're impressed with the way we get things done. I've heard in the past that that we're the most productive entity in the entire school district. So maybe they were just blowing smoke, but you know, it makes us feel good when we hear these things. So what's ahead for us? We were able to, we're kind of on autopilot now in the copy center with WebCRD. So we're starting to concentrate on some of our neglected areas, finishing, packaging, things like that. We're constantly looking to improve quality. We are starting to go back out and find more volume in the buildings that is still out there. And things like sports programs, plays, things like that that are going on in these buildings that they're running that stuff in-house still or outsourcing it. So I'm constantly fishing for where more volume is in the school district because it is out there. We're starting to expand our offerings a little bit more. Everybody's getting into wide formats. We're starting to grow that side of things a little bit, some signage, whatnot. And like I mentioned, I do track the outside outsourced work as much as I possibly can so that I can see what's being outsourced, why, and why aren't we doing it, kind of a situation. I'm also involved with other software rollouts throughout the school district because we learned a lot from this process, and the process itself has helped. I've been able to go into other groups now and say, you know, due diligence here and due diligence there and make sure you don't neglect this or neglect that, and I've had other software rollouts be just as successful as WebCRD. So to us, our keys to success were, you know, have a vision, be persistent, and share the potential savings and the benefits with as many people as you can. Carefully plan the launch. I can't stress that enough, that take as much time as you think you need. Like I said, I had that year to work with, but it certainly could be done sooner. But the more time you have to plan it and roll something out, obviously, the better. With the right tools, you can turn your implant around as well. You want to focus on your customers, obviously. You know, they are what make us go around, and making them happy and successful in the classroom is one of our top goals. So with that, here are a few resources where you can read a little bit more about the WebCRD rollout at Sheboygan Area School Districts. There's also a white paper on that as well. And I will turn it over for questions now.
Well, thank you, Ryan. That was excellent. Enjoyed hearing about how you turned things around there, and you spelled it out pretty clearly for everyone, I thought. It's nice to hear that $100,000 in savings a year. That's excellent. Right now we have a few questions in, but I want to encourage you, if you have any questions on what Ryan had said or about Web2Print in general, to just submit them at that Q&A tab. So one thing I was curious about is you had mentioned that prior to putting in Web2Print, customers didn't really trust the implant based on past experiences. So how did you get them to listen to you when you came up with this idea for Web2Print? I know you talked about going to principals meetings and such, but, you know, how'd you go from not trusting you to them listening to you?
I sold it as a control feature. In the past they had to send things down to us, and we had to interpret what we thought they wanted. And so I sold it to them in a way that I said, "You will tell my printers what you want, and what you input into WebCRD will be the data that goes to the printer." So that we were taking out the human factor. You may not trust us, but you can trust the printers. It was something along those lines.
Yeah. What would you consider to be, of all the things you went through, the biggest hurdle that you encountered and had to get beyond?
The biggest hurdle was probably the whole concept of having people being literate in computers and print technology in general, because people they were afraid of technology, as you mentioned earlier. And me visiting all of the schools, I sat down with as many people one-on-one and just said, it's this simple. You log in, you drop your document, and you say you want it two-sided and so forth. And now I have people that I never thought would use this system are some of our biggest users.
Yeah, nice. Well, so it does sound like, you know, there's a lot of hand-holding and patience and communication required. Well, I want to get to a couple of the questions here. Somebody had asked, can users pull their own work history and reports through the system?
Yes, they can. Each user has their own profile where they have the ability to manage their own documents for basically it's set up in like as a retention period. They can retain their documents as long as they think they need them. They can look at their order history, and as long as the documents stay valid on the Web CRD system, then they have the ability to reorder that document with the same criteria that they placed the first time. So it makes it just a single-click reorder, and it's that simple.
Mm-hmm. Had a couple people asking about wide format and grand format and whether or not you feel that WebCRD would work in these environments, you know, for the doing wide format work.
I do believe there is some support there. We are not using it right now. You know, ours is very much set up as the page, the sheet kind of. But I'm sure there would be a method to that madness. But we're not using it as of now.
Mm-hmm. Now, how about, I know you're doing offset there. Does Web2Print work with offset? I'm sure it does, but people are curious.
Sure. The way that we handle that is as I go through that dashboard every morning, if I see a job that is appropriate for the press, I assign it to a dummy copier, if you will, and that will go off to the print center. He knows his, I refer to him as our offset pressman, he knows his queue, and he'll go look at those queued up jobs, and he'll make plates from some of that work. Some of the other workflows that come in from offset, the way I do that is we will print the work, and then I will go into WebCRD, post-print, and mock up a job and a billing scenario for the offset work. I think I've put that in as something that I'd like to see in the future, is a little more of how to put in offset work or outside work that didn't come through the system.
Mm-hmm. So someone asks, and I'm sure others have this question, how did you get IT on board? So they said ours is fighting us tooth and nail about bandwidth, et cetera.
Well, we have a dedicated server for one. I do believe that RSA has hosted options available that are completely free of the school district's equipment. I'm in good with IT. IT is my department, so I was able to sell them in a way that, you know, this is going to be good for all of us kind of a thing. But the bottom line is that RSA was good about providing us the worksheets to get configured, and it was spelled out very good for our IT people. They were able to look at it. They communicated with directly with some of our IT guys to make sure it was handled the way it needs to be. I don't think that bandwidth is an issue for us. I mean, but you know, different regions, different areas. I can't speak for that.
Mm-hmm. I guess related, you kind of answered this, though, but so server-based or cloud-based, and sounds like you're hosting there.
That is correct.
So
we're hosting on our own server yet.
I don't know if you can talk about pros and cons of one versus the other, but that was a question asked.
I would say the biggest con of us having our hardware here on site would be, you know, we just don't have any way to console into it. So if I'm down, I do have to call RSA and have them remote into my server. I think we've only had to do that like once or twice over the last 5 years. So I'm sufficiently pleased with that scenario. But, you know, with the cloud-based, I would think that, you know, bandwidth you mentioned might be a sticking point there.
Okay. So does WebCRD integrate with your district's billing system?
Yes, it does. I'm able to export my reports in various Excel formats that I can upload directly into our Skyward Financial system. Very pleased with that.
Mm-hmm. Good. I don't know if you can offer this, but one question was that the estimated cost of web-to-print, you know, installation, setup, training, et cetera.
I would say there, you know, I can't speak for what things are costing nowadays. Annually, we spend about, I would say about $7,500 annually in server maintenance, licensing on the drivers and whatnot. And that's money well spent. Mm-hmm. We cover that cost every year, no problem. The initial investment for us, I believe, was right around the $50,000 mark, I believe, including hardware.
Okay. How many, just to give people an idea, how many people and labor hours of IT effort were required to implement?
Well, not as much as you might think, because RSA did the majority of the work for us. It was basically our IT was just coordinating time for them to have permission into our system so that they could get configuration done. But our guys, personally, I think less than 40 hours, I would say.
So how do people request graphic design assistance?
Oh, well, they just pick up the phone and give me a call or send me an email.
I just
handle it on a one-off basis. We do have a marketing staff here as well that I work closely with, so some stuff channels through them. Some stuff comes directly to me. I initiate some stuff myself. But, you know, it's not done through WebCRD.
Is that a different way, like in the past with paper forms, paper requisition forms, did they request the design assistance that way?
Yeah, occasionally they would send, you know, a request in and say, I need 1,000 of these certificates, but I would like to have it redesigned. This is what the old one looks like. So
okay,
I'd pull up
so
the old one, create a new file, send, just email them a new proof. And it hasn't changed much. I still kind of do it that way. Many times I'll send them the file and I'll say, here's your PDF. If it's good to go, feel free to upload it to WebCRD and order what you need.
So I guess the point of that question is that's how they do it now, and they, you know, with design requests done on paper form, they're wondering how you go about it. So it sounds like they have to be a little more proactive and actually ask you directly. Good. So here's a question. Is your solution just WebCRD, or are you also using QDirect to get your reporting data and inventory?
We are not using QDirect. The two RSA products we do use are WebCRD and SurePDF. I am familiar with QDirect, and it's intriguing to me, but as of right now, we don't see a use for it.
Okay, good. To answer this next question, I'm going to jump back a slide. Someone who arrived late asked about the website because they want to check it out, and you should see it up there now. I'll just leave it up there while I ask other questions. At one point you did mention, and I was curious about this too, that you got some new production equipment, and several people asked what you got, print production.
Yeah, I went from Canon 1110s, 110-page per minute machines to Konica Minolta 110-page per minute units. with the integrated punches from GBC. We've got four identical machines, so their capabilities are all identical, which makes my assignment process in the morning less of a, oh, this machine doesn't do this or this machine won't do this operation. I can assign it to any machine and it'll work. But, yes, they are Konica Minoltas.
Okay. Well, let me ask this one here. How were you able to get IT to let you have remote users off the main campus? Is that an issue at all?
No. In fact, the WebCRD is fully accessible from virtually anywhere. There is no, I mean, home computers, personal computers, they do not need to be on the district site. We do have a something kind of set up where I took some materials that are cataloged that we set up on our website that are copyrighted materials that only you have to be on the district's network to access them. But other than that, WebCRD is fully functional from virtually anywhere.
So can you talk a little bit about the creation of templates? I had a question here about that, and they said that's been the main issue is the creation of all those templates for business cards,
you know what?
Et cetera.
That is something that I have not dove into really yet. I've been asked numerous times, you know, business card template, this or that, and I'll dabble with it a little bit here and there, but, you know, as a graphic designer, I'll build stuff outside of the realm of WebCRD, and I'm fine with that kind of workflow, but that's the beauty of WebCRD is there are a lot of different building blocks that you can use in the system. You don't have to use them all, but the templates are not something that that we're currently using.
Okay. Yeah, I had a couple other questions about templates, so I'll skip over them. Some questions about managing expenses for large format, and are there different tools that allow for different cost matrices for large format expenses? Is that something you can even speak to?
Not really, no.
Yeah.
I do all of my offset pricing and stuff wide format pricing is all manual for me still.
Sure. Do you have an electronic proofing system that runs through this workflow?
Sure. There is a, I believe it's called Sure Preview, and basically after a user is in their shopping cart and they are creating their document, they got a 10-page document, they want it out booklet style on 11 by 17 paper, they can, once they've filled out all of their print specifications, they can click this Sure Preview, and it basically gives you a virtual representation of what your printed document will look like, including paper color. So it's a pretty slick little tool.
Nice. I had this question submitted prior to the webinar, and I was curious if you would do any of this. They were curious if they could incorporate office and computer supplies through WebCRD. Is that something you do?
Sure.
So,
inventoried items, absolutely. I believe there's more to what we use, but I use I catalog certain student planners. I catalog it's for me, it's all printed material, but you certainly could pre-populate it with a catalog of, you know, pens and mugs, that kind of stuff.
Yep. Yeah. And I know some implants that are doing that. Another question submitted ahead of time is, how easy is it to make minor edits to customer-supplied art?
In WebCRD, there really is no capability of that. So if what will happen is, on our end, what we do is if we pre-flight a job and we see some blatant issues or whatever, we will we'll pull the PDF out of the system, and then I will manually make adjustments if necessary.
Good. Well, I'm looking at the time here, and we're just about at the end. There are a couple questions that we didn't get to, but I think we got to the bulk of them. So I think I'm going to have to wrap things up here. So So on behalf of Inplant Graphics, Printing Impressions, and Rochester Software Associates, I want to thank all of you for attending today's webinar. Be sure to check out our webinar page to get information on all of our archived and upcoming webinars. And a few people asked about downloading the slides, and you can do that through this this page you're looking at here through one of the widgets at the bottom. And this will be available to listen to again or to share with your colleagues, about a day from now. So if you don't mind taking just a minute to fill out the brief feedback survey that is appearing on your screen now, we would be very grateful. Your feedback will influence the webinars we bring to you in the future. And I hope you can join us at one of those future Inplant Graphics webinars. Have a great day, everyone.